Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor. And my business partner, Tom Katowski, and I always love the opportunity to take a moment to say thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you who have supported us through these 25 plus years. And every time those words come out of my mouth, especially the 25 plus years, it is quite amazing how quickly time really does go by, especially when you're having fun and living your passion and doing what you know you're supposed to be doing. So we always like to say, don't blink. If, in fact, you are living according to your purpose, because really time just goes by very, very quickly, and you realize that everything that you've been doing has meant so much to not only you, yourself, but to those that you have touched throughout the years that you've been doing what you're doing. So we, again, just want to say thank you for taking time to learn more about the Healthy Referral Newspaper, which, as many of you know, is our full-size national newspaper that began in 1989. In fact, everything began around 1989. Tom and I met and became business partners actually in 1986, and by 1989, the magnificent Healthy Referral Newspaper was created. Of course, it wasn't what it is today. Everything grows and expands, right? So we started out as a brochure, a booklet, et cetera, and always knew that it would be a full-size newspaper. So here we are. And then Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show followed. We were thrilled to be able to create and produce an air Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show that you're listening to. And we have been on many stations through the years. The last 4 years, we had decided to go ahead and spend more time over the internet, which we have been doing, and it has proven to be very, very successful. And that is because of all of you. So if you are a person whose mission or business is preventive and natural health, personal growth, positive news, things like that, and you're looking for exposure to get your information out there, we would love to hear from you and be of help to do that. That could be done through our Healthy Referral Newspaper. It could be done through this radio show. We also, for 15 years, have been producing the Natural Health and Foods Expo, Conscious Inspiration, that has been anywhere from 2 to 2.5 days. Loads of exhibitors and speakers from around the world. It has been a magnificent opportunity. And we will be having a 16th year. We were just deciding on a few things. We took a little bit of a break the past several years just to kind of regroup. Have been talking to people like the Orlando Convention Center just to get some ideas. We have done them mostly in Ohio in the past. So we'll see what the future brings. And we look forward to hearing from you. You can get in touch with Healthy Referral or Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show with questions or interests at 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. And please check us out on our website, www.healthyreferral.com. And we spell referral, REFERRAL.com. And I always chuckle because when I say that, it's not because we think people don't know how to spell. It's just that sometimes people put in two F's or, one R, and they can't get into our site and they wonder why. So that is the only reason I'm spelling it out for you. And on there, you'll see our email addresses. One of them could simply be healthyreferral@gmail.com. Again, that's healthyreferral@gmail.com. As you know, we have amazing interviews on a regular basis. And if you go into our Blog Talk site and see all the archived shows, you will see that it has been an amazing approximate 4 years. and the topics that have been covered. And you can tune in to any of those over and over again, night or day. You know, if you wake up in the morning and just cannot sleep for some reason, it's a good opportunity. Today is another one of those times where we have the opportunity to speak with someone that we recently connected with. And what really hit home for me is we meet a lot of wonderful people, and sometimes certain ones are doing things that are a little bit more, you know, hitting us at home. And my interests forever have been whole foods, real foods, natural foods, pesticide-free, GMO-free, radiated-free. It's a shame we have to go through this whole list of randoms to get to the core of things. So today we are going to bring in Brenda Cobb, and Brenda is the founder of Living Foods Institute. She's the author of Living Foods Lifestyle, and you can actually go to livingfoodsinstitute.com. That's livingfoodsinstitute.com, and check out her website, and she would be happy to talk with you as we go through the interview. You will hear her give her information on a few more times. You will see her email, which is simply brenda@livingfoodsinstitute.com. And Brenda's direct number, there are a couple other numbers, the toll-free and the other number that goes to the Institute, but her direct number is 404-607-1816. That's 404-607-1816. And some of the things that we're going to be covering, Brenda had experienced a personal issue, and it's one of the things we're going to touch on, having to do with breast and cervical cancer and how she took care of that. And let me go ahead and click and bring her in, because I know she's there waiting for me. Okay, let me check here. All right, Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. I have been looking for the sun a little bit more today because I made my way back into Ohio, which I haven't been spending much time in, near Cleveland, which has no light. No light, no
well,
sun.
Well, finally, the rain has stopped in Atlanta, and today we have sunshine, so we're celebrating that.
Ah, well, that is great. There's nothing like that warm and bright light, I'll tell you. But, Brenda, you heard a little bit of what I was expressing, that sometimes certain people and what they're doing hit home a little bit more for us. And this one is definitely one of those, because one of my deepest passions is, you know, what we eat and put into our mouths. And I have added something a little different to the saying that let food be thy medicine, medicine thy food. I decided quite a while back that I was going to say let real food be thy medicine and medicine thy food, because in today's day and age there's so much going on, and people just hear the word food, and it's, you know, we don't mean just typical food that everything's been done to it, from pesticides to you name it. So I would love to start by you simply just telling a little bit about Brenda.
Well, I actually got into the line of work to help people with healing because of my own health issue. In 1999, I was diagnosed with both breast and cervical cancer, and many of my family members had been diagnosed with breast, cervical, uterine, or ovarian cancer. And the doctor, when they told my other family members that they needed surgery, chemo, and radiation, they all said yes, and they went down that road. And it did not work out well. And so when the doctor told me that I needed to have a mastectomy, a hysterectomy, and do chemo and radiation, I said, no, thank you, because I wanted to find a way to help my body heal. I was not looking for putting more toxins in my body, because I really kind of understood that most likely my body was already pretty toxic if it had developed these diseases. So I went out on my own. I began researching. Even though my doctor was very unhappy with me, and he said, you better do what I'm telling you to do, Brenda, because if you don't, you'll be dead in 6 months to a year. I said, well, I'll tell you what, if I'm not dead in 6 months, I'll come back and see you. But first, I am going to explore something, and I don't even know what that something is going to be, but I'm going to find out what can help me to truly heal. And that's where my journey began. And I began to research, and I found out about Dr. Ann Wigmore and wheatgrass juice and organic, raw, and living whole foods, as you said, and I think it's very important, real food, because, you know, I always do say, let food be your medicine, let medicine be your food, but I'm not meaning potato chips or pizza or burgers. So I guess maybe going forward, I better also say, let real food be your medicine.
Well,
so
you know what?
I got on
really...
that. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that the best way to say that phrase, Brenda, could be let real living foods be your medicine and medicine my food.
Well, that really is true. Now, you know, there's a difference between raw foods and living foods. You know, the raw foods are your vegetables, your fruits, your nuts, your seeds that have not been cooked. Now, we know that those are some powerful foods because, first of all, except for the nuts, the vegetables and the fruits are alkaline. Now, when we cook vegetables or fruits that are alkaline in their raw state, they actually become acidic once they have been cooked. We know that to really create good health, we need an alkaline body and not an acidic body. Living foods are in a totally different category and very powerful. One reason I named my first book The Living Foods Lifestyle rather than The Raw Foods Lifestyle is I wanted to bring attention to the power of living foods. So when I talk about living foods, I'm talking about foods that are sprouted and growing when you eat them. So you can think about things like broccoli sprouts. John Hopkins University and Medical Center has done a long-standing research on broccoli and has found that they not only can heal cancer, but they can help prevent cancer from developing. There are sprouts like sunflower sprouts, buckwheat lettuce sprouts, there's clover sprouts, there's alfalfa sprouts, there's green pea shoot sprouts. Now, what we want to think about is that sprouted food, and why is it so much more powerful than even a raw food? And here's why. Because when a food is sprouting, a nut or a seed is sprouting, it has the most energy of any other time of its production in it becoming and forming a plant. It has more enzymatic activity, and it has more nutritional density. So I do believe that living foods can be very powerful in helping people heal, especially when they are combined with good raw foods, especially vegetables, and in some cases, some fruits.
Absolutely. And listeners, what you just heard from Brenda is something that is not new. This is ancient information that we're talking about. And my mom always used to say, Brenda, that there is nothing new. Everything is recycled, including, you know, knowledge and information.
That's so true. Sprouting has been around for eons, long, long before you and I ever came to the planet Earth, for many, many thousands of years. And you're right, there really is no new information. However, there has been what I would call maybe a new surge in the interest of raw and living foods over the past several years as people have developed more diseases than ever and looking for ways to heal. And there have been so many of us that have used a raw and living foods diet, part of that as our nutrition program and part of our healing, and have had such good results. And so as that word travels and people hear about good success stories, they become more interested in it. So when I opened my center back in 1999, And I told people that I was opening a raw and living food center and I was eating raw and living foods, people would look at me like I was crazy. And one of the questions I always got that I think is so funny is they would say, "You eat raw meat?" And I said, "No, I'm not eating meat. I'm talking about raw and living foods like vegetables and fruits." And they would say, "Really? I mean, like what? Salads all the time?" I said, "Oh my gosh, there's so many other things and ways to prepare that are raw and living." But we've gotten away from that, really, haven't we? You know, where everything is cooked all the time.
Yes, yes. Again, things get buried for numerous reasons, and, you know, we know what some of those are, but what happens is there's a programming that goes on, and it's all about marketing. It's not about health. It's not about well-being of people. And it's something that, as you just said a moment ago, Brenda, more people, and I will vouch for this after doing this for 25 years, are, again, becoming more aware and awake in this arena, as well as many other things to be conscious about, whether we're talking about vaccines or you name it. I mean, it's things are blowing wide open.
And isn't it a blessing?
Yes, 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 yes.
It's a blessing that people are becoming more aware, that people are more inquisitive, that they are willing to listen more, they're more open to new ideas that, like you said, really aren't new at all. They're just resurfacing again, maybe after having been buried for many, many years. And people are listening. And I find that now, even after these years, because we're going now into our 17th year coming up of helping people in their healing, and that now more people have become interested in it. More people are reaching out to us and are saying, "I really have got to know about this exciting world of raw and living foods." But, you know, it's not just about the food. You know, there's several reasons why the body develops an illness. Nutrition is one part. So if we have poor nutrition, we know it can do all kinds of things in helping in the development of diseases or making our blood pressure too high or our blood sugar out of whack, and so many things can develop from that. But I always like to put an emphasis to people that the nutrition part and eating those real whole, raw, and living foods is just one part of the equation to heal.
Absolutely, because we are mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual beings. And if we were not all those things, then we may be able to focus on just one aspect. But you are 100% right, Brenda. You know, we are simple yet very complex beings. And if we are emotionally distraught, and there's, you know, certain emotions that have been stored in, because that's what happens many times, is they get stored, and those things turn into some type of illness or disease. It happens all the time, and it's wise for people to realize, hey, you know, it's more than what I put into my mouth, even though that is very crucial. So
it really is. Some of the things that I like for people to be aware of is that thinking about some reasons that people develop diseases. And I have five reasons that I have kind of put in an order of hierarchy to make people aware of. And number one really is not what we eat, but how we think. Because, you know, we can be eating really well, but if we're thinking in negative ways, we can actually sabotage our own selves. And then there's the second, is this emotional stuff? And you're right that emotions can be things that we have stuffed back for many years. In fact, sometimes we do such a good job of it that we're in denial that we have any emotional stuff stuck back there. But we've got to really get in touch with what the emotional components are of why a body becomes unhealthy and heal the emotional self. You know, Dr. Edward Bach, as a allopathic medical doctor back in the 1940s in Europe, was treating people with surgery and drugs, and he was very disillusioned and felt that he wasn't really helping people, that they were getting worse rather than better. And he prayed and meditated for an answer to how could he help better help people to heal. And it was revealed to him through prayer and meditation that by treating the emotional self and using the essences of flowers to treat the emotional self, that when the emotional self healed, the physical body would heal. And, you know, we have those today in virtually every health food store you go in, you'll see Bach flower remedies.
Mm-hmm.
So healing the emotions is so important. You know, then there's the stress as number three. I mean, we live in a stressful world. Let's face it. All of us have stressful things happen to us, but it's not really the stress, but so much our reaction to it, because we can freak our own selves out and we can react in ways that make ourselves extremely stressful, or we can learn techniques and tools to do our best to stay calm even among the chaotic things that happen in life. And then there's the toxins in the body. We've got to clean up our act. You know, I mean, there's additives, preservatives, chemicals, colors, dyes. There's prescription and over-the-counter medications. There's all these things that we use on our hair, on our skin, when we brush our teeth.
Oh, I know.
Those toxins get in the body. And if we start eating good food, that's great. But if we don't detox the bad stuff out, all we're doing is just putting good food on top of a bad situation. So I think detoxing is number four. And then at number five comes the nutrition. Not just everybody eat the same thing either. I really believe in an individualized approach. I think that people have individual needs. And in fact, when people come to our center, one of the things that we like to do is do a test called the HealthScope scan. And one of the things that scan tells us is if a person is allergic to any foods. And sometimes people are allergic to some healthy foods. And they're eating those healthy foods without realizing that every time they eat them, they develop inflammation. So it's really important to have some data about the person and then help them to customize an approach so that they have an individualized plan. That's when we see the best and the fastest and most long-lasting results.
So really those things that you just mentioned are the most important things to do, you know, in order to restore. And I know that was another aspect that we were going to be covering, because those five items are, I would say, at the very, very top of the list in order to, whether it's to regain, you know, restore, maintain. And you talked about detoxing. One of the most important things is detoxification, and that could happen in many ways, including starting to put real living foods in your body so that the body, because that's the body's natural way of cleansing, if you put in the right types of foods that actually act as a cleanser in many ways. So
that's so true. Many people ask me, well, what are some of those foods? Well, green foods are great for cleansing. You know, wheatgrass juice is pure chlorophyll, and chlorophyll is one of the best cleansers there is. Dark green leafy vegetables and things like celery and cucumbers, broccoli. Again, when we're looking at the green, we're thinking of chlorophyll and cleansing, but we're also knowing that that has a lot of nutritional density. And one little side note that I might bring up about detoxing is when people detox, you want to do it in a safe way. Sometimes people see things on the internet, they hear about somebody that's detoxed, they hear about some formula that they can buy and they detox, and without really knowing what they are doing, they'll try these different types of detoxification approaches and get themselves into trouble because they become very sick from trying to do something good for themselves. So I think it's important that people learn how to safely detox and to detox in a gentle way so that it does not throw the body into a panic situation or even a more serious healing crisis. Because detoxing is great, but you don't want to do it at the expense of putting yourself in the hospital over it.
Right, exactly. That is so true. I have sat with so many people through the years, you know, who had issues just as you are speaking about. So, and Brenda, this, this leads us into the fact of eating organic foods. And, you know, I end up talking to so many people about this very topic. And I just want to say that, you know, I don't like people to get too caught up on, oh, you know, I've got to go and spend, in their minds, all kinds of extraordinary money in order to eat organically or eat, you know, healthfully. And since food is real food, real living food is our medicine and medicine my food, you know, yes, what we eat is critical. And trying to do your best to eat foods that are pesticide-free, at least as free as you can get them at this point on the planet, is crucial. And if it can be organic, then absolutely. But you don't have to necessarily spend a fortune to get organic food.
You know, there are so many resources for organic foods these days. And when you start comparing the prices of, say, a head of organic broccoli to a head of conventional broccoli, sometimes you'll find that now you can find them for the same price or just a little bit different. And, you know, it is pesticides are a real issue in toxicity levels in the body, and they're dangerous to put in there. But there's another thing about non-organic food, and that is that they're grown with chemical fertilizers. And those chemicals get within the actual food. So when people say, well, if I buy conventional food and they've been sprayed, can't I just wash them with some type of a special cleanser and get that pesticide off? And the answer really is no, because first of all, when anything is sprayed on that vegetable or fruit, just like if you put something on your skin, it's absorbed in through your skin. So when fruits or vegetables are sprayed on the outside, that's absorbed right through into the flesh of that vegetable or fruit. When they're grown with chemical fertilizers, then everything about that vegetable or fruit is made up of chemicals. And so since we know that chemicals create a lot of toxicity in the body and we need to be detoxed to heal, then it kind of goes without saying that if at all possible, we want to think about and try to eat organic. But sometimes that might not be possible. And so one of the things I remind people of is that before you eat anything, it really is important to say a prayer that that food that is going in your body is going to be at the very best and highest frequency and to really facilitate your healing and go for your good health. And that by praying over the food before it goes in, you actually can raise that vibrational frequency. So even though you might not be always eating optimum, and I don't think any of us can do that all the time, none of us are perfect, and we can't have really a perfect diet. So if we can just remember to do that thing, just a very, very small prayer, we can help that food along to do even better work for us.
I totally agree, and I'm so happy that you brought that aspect up because years ago I had a friend, but years ago we met and we had this very conversation, and he too was very much into this thought process, which you know was to say a blessing over your food so that you are getting the most and the best vibration from it. So I'm so happy that you brought that up. Time always goes so quickly in these interviews, so I'm going to just kind of go to the point here where what would you suggest for people who are hearing this and wanting to start taking some steps?
You know, an easy thing is to think about what you're eating and just start where you are. This is not something that you have to change everything all at once. So what if tomorrow you were willing to eat one less thing cooked and one more thing raw? If you were willing to not have the cheeseburger or the pizza, and instead you were willing to have the nice big salad or a blended smoothie. So you can start with little steps. And if you don't know how to do that, There are programs where you can learn how to do that. We have a great program, and other people do as well. There are books that you can purchase and you can read that will help you get started. Drink more alkaline water. Do your best to drink at least 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds that you weigh every day. So if you weigh 150, try to drink at least 75 ounces of alkaline water each day. And there are various brands of water that are more alkaline than acidic. And I think also getting outside, some deep breathing, some exercise, some walking, and just getting in the good old sunshine. Those things are easy, and everybody can start there.
Absolutely. And listeners, what you just heard Brenda say is so, so right on and very, very critical, as important as what you're putting in your mouth. So being that you are mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional beings, all of these aspects are very important. And Brenda, and somebody wants to get in touch with you, what are the best numbers?
Well, my direct number is 404-607-1816. And we have a toll-free number you can call and leave a message if you'd like, and I'll call you back. And that number is 800-844-9876. And you can email me, Brenda@livingfoodsinstitute.com, and I'll be happy to answer that email too.
And, of course, the website is www.livingfoodsinstitute.com, correct?
That's right. I do consultations by phone to help people, too. I have great programs that we do at our Living Food Center in Atlanta every month. We have scholarship assistance to help people that want to come but maybe don't have all the financial means to get to us. We are right here to help you in any way. So when you're ready to be the very best that you can possibly be, we're right by your side helping you every step of the way.
And Brenda, it's people like yourself and, you know, many of us who are wanting to see people be just what you said, which is to be the best that they can be, because sometimes people are at a place where they don't even know the best that they can be because they haven't felt good or haven't been well for so very long. So listeners, take a moment, even if you just want to have a conversation with Brenda, feel free to give her a call. The numbers, of course, and everything are on our Blog Talk page and will remain on there, as well as the archived show of this particular interview. So, Brenda, I want to say thank you for allowing us to have this interview and appreciate the connection here the past couple weeks. It's been great to actually learn more about you, and I have a sense that we'll be in more touch for some different reasons. So thank you for taking the time.
Oh, and thank you for offering me the opportunity. I'm very, very grateful, and I've really enjoyed doing the show.
Well, thank you so much, Brenda. And again, listeners, we have been speaking with Brenda Cobb, and you can reach her direct at the number she gave you, 404-607-1816. To inquire about how you can be on Mind Your Body or be part of the Healthy Referral Newspaper, you can call us at 216-533-2273. Lots of blessings, and have an absolutely awesome weekend. Bye-bye.